Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
It is 3 p.m. on January 17th, 2025. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to Episode 3 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, edition of SFU News, and feature on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey. First up today is the Lovely Lakes Existentialism with Death Grip Kids. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. That was Death Grip Kids from the Lovely Eggs existentialism, I believe. Next up is Marie Gaudi's Paloma Skies album, Hold On To Me. Here is Dance of the Stars. I would like to comment on the SF Athletics at this time. There were 8 events on January 11th, 2025. Both wrestling teams started at 9 a.m. as the Red Leafs men's wrestling started the first of 4 head-to-head duels in the Tracy Borough Duels at Mountaineer Fieldhouse in Gunnison, Colorado, hosted by the Western Colorado Mountaineers, where the weight classes were in pounds. SFU fell to CSU Pueblo in its first duel, 38-7, where there were only two Red Leafs winners over the Thunder Wolves. Peter McCracken over Solomon Arns Volson via a 14-4 major decision in 174, followed by Sam Pereira over Henry Stern via a 10-4 decision in 285. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's wrestling competed in the Golden Bear Invitational, where the weight classes were in open kilograms. I will mention the top three results for SFU. In the 51st place match, Kelsey Lewin dominated Jaitlin Lavelle of the Edmonton Wrestling Club Bears via a 10-0 technical fall as Lewin won the women's 50 crown. In 56, Madison Groff toppled Robbie Ann Pingle of the Edmonton Wrestling Club Bears via a fall at 2:45 in round one and tumbled Natasha Akundayo from University of Alberta via a fall at 101 in round three as Groff won the 56th women's crown. Two Red Leafs finished in the top three of 59 as Laura Alcander Soto upended Kara Steedle of University of Alberta via a fall at 149 in a third place match, and Ella Finding fell to Annika Fines from the University of Calgary at 345 in the first place match. In 62, Jay Trollen lost to Mickey Rowbottom of the Dinos Wrestling Club 9-3 in the first place match. Two SFU wrestlers qualified in the top three of 72. In round one, Lene McCracken tumbled Disha Morel of the Mountain Wrestling Club at just 21 seconds, while Belen Lopez, competing as SFU unattached, fell to Elise Deans of University of Calgary at 3:35 in round two. But Lopez toppled Alia Harfelder of University of Alberta at 2:02 in round three, while Lene McCracken lost to Elise Dane of University of Calgary via a 12-6 decision. Both Red Leafs in 72 met in round four, where Lene McCracken upended Belen Lopez via a 15-4 technical fall. Both Lopez and McCracken dominated round five as Belen Lopez toppled Disha Morel of the Mountain Wrestling Club at just 35 seconds, and Lene McCracken tumbled Ilya Harfelder from University of Alberta via a 10-0 technical fall as Lopez earned third, while McCracken secured second in the women's 72. In 90, Julia Ricci won both of her matches via technical falls, as she dominated Olivia Rose from University of Saskatchewan in round one and toppled Kale Lavelle of the Dinos Wrestling Club in the women's 90 crown in the Golden Bear Invitational, where the SFU Red Leafs won the women's with 47 points, tied with University of Calgary Dinos at University of Alberta Main Gym in Edmonton, Alberta. Back to SFU men's wrestling in the Tracy Borough Duels at Mountaineer Fieldhouse in Gunnison, Colorado, hosted by the Western Colorado Mountaineers, where the weight classes were in pounds. The Red Leafs confronted the Adams State Grizzlies for their second duel, which started at 10:30 a.m., where SFU were spanked 38-12, as SFU had three winners. Peter McCracken over Levi De Guerrero via a 7-6 decision, Owen Gustmanson over Sergio Zaragoza via an 8-5 decision in 184, and Sam Pereira over Ronan Milani via a fall at 284 in 285. The Red Leafs faced the host Western Colorado Mountaineers for their third duel, which started at 12:30 p.m., where SFU got trounced 48-6 as Peter McCracken was the only Red Leaf winner as he upended Lawson Heyman via a fall at 2:59 in 174. Later on, the Red Leafs women's basketball hosted the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks, which started at 1 p.m. in Burnaby's West Gym, where Northwest Nazarene destroyed a host 81-55, led by Kendall Clark with 21 points, the highest in the game, as the only Nighthawks who scored in double digits among 12 scorers. While SFU had three scorers in double digits, led by Merlin Shelby with 13 points, followed by Rachel Lukes with 12 and Sofia Wisotsky with 10. The Red Leafs just had 8 scorers. Back to SFU men's wrestling in the Tracy Borough Duels at Mountaineer Fieldhouse in Gunnison, Colorado, hosted by the Western Colorado Mountaineers, where the weight classes were in pounds as they competed against Colorado Mesa for their fourth and last duel, where the Mavericks obliterated the Red Leafs 55-0, as SFU went 0-4 in the 2025 Tracy Borough Duels at Mountaineer Fieldhouse in Gunnison, Colorado, hosted by the Western Colorado Mountaineers. Meanwhile, SFU men's basketball capped off January 11th as they visited Seattle Pacific with the tip-off at 2 p.m. The host Falcons dominated the Red Leafs 71-56 as Seattle Pacific was led by Jonas Latour with 22 points, followed by Mason Landek with 12, Julian Mora with 10 among 8 scorers, while SFU was led by Luke Howard, Jovan Rai with 11 points each among 8 scorers at Broham Pavilion in Seattle, Washington. On January 3rd, Brooke Dexter was one of 2 GNAC volleyball athletes, with the other being Hannah Hare of Seattle Pacific, being named as Academic All-Americans by College Sports. Brooke Dexter, the 2024 GNAC Volleyball Player of the Year, earned a 3.93 GPA while majoring in Biological Sciences. On the volleyball court, Dexter led the GNAC with 3.9 kills, 4.61 points per set, 293 attack percentage was 7th, and 1,304 career kills ranks 15th all time. Furthermore, Brooke Dexter also earned an all-honorable mention in the American Volleyball Coaches Association this season. On January 15th, SFU released a strategy for its athletics and recreation where it outlined 4 goals. 1. Excel in transforming the student experience, with the football program that was canceled in 2023 being finalized due to no place to play in the NCAA and financial costs to play in 2 leagues, including U Sports. 2. Enrich tri-campus Burnaby, Vancouver, Surrey via meaningful programming, events, and opportunities. 3. Engage diverse SFU communities via mutually beneficial partnerships and collaborations. 4. Elevate SFU's leadership and optimize operations to ensure sustainability and success of athletic and recreation programs, where SFU Athletics and Recreation will develop 2 streams. 2 revenue streams. Also on January 15th, the Red Leafs Women's Swimming announced that it was the 3rd most improved team per SwimCloud, according to their Facebook and Instagram pages. Furthermore, on January 15th, Mark Bailey, the president of the SFU Football Alumni Association, pointed out lack of talks with SFU during the last 2 years, claimed several alumni have committed several millions of dollars, and highlighted the cancellation of the SFU football program as a great disservice to student athletes, as SFU made a terrible decision in his opinion, according to Michael Williams and Joe Sadowski of City News Vancouver. Both Red Leafs basketball teams returned to action on January 16th. Men's were shaded by the visitors Western Oregon Wolves 78-76 at SFU's West Gym. The Red Leafs were led by Luke Howard with 25 points, followed by Lance Dupont with 18, Tate Christensen with 12, Irish Kokuya with 10 among 7 SFU scorers. On the other hand, Western Oregon was led by Javille Collins with 34 points, the highest in the game, followed by Mario Williams Jr. with 20 among 7 Wolves scorers. Later on, the Red Leafs women's fell to the host Alaska Anchorage Nanooks 78-63 at Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage, Alaska. SFU was led by Sofia Wisotsky with 16 points, followed by Armand Dulai with 10 among 9 Red Leafs scorers. On the other hand, Tori Rawlingshead led Alaska Anchorage with 21 points, the highest in the game, followed by Jasper Evans with 17, Ashley Lin with 16 and Emilia Long with 10 among seven Nanook scorers. Two events are on tap today. SFU women's track and field are at SFU women's track and field team is at UW Preview at Indoor Track and Field in Seattle, Washington. Some events have occurred. Let me look at some of these. Just a minute, please. Just a minute, please. Team scores. Sorry. SFU is supposed to compete at UW Invitational at this time, but I'm not sure if there has been any results for SFU women's so far. Later on, the Red Leaves Women's Wrestling hosts Adams State. Later on, the Red Leaves Women's Wrestling hosts the Adams State Grizzlies starting at 6:30 p.m. in Burnaby's West Gym.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Now there are some results for the 2025 UW preview. Sounds like both SFU track and field teams are at UW preview with some results in the men's 60 dash. I believe this is in meters. Jacob Hall finished third at 6.76, with Josiah Penson-McCoy being tied for six at 6.86 among two people who were tied. Let me look just a minute. Just bear with me here. There are some women's 400 dash. I'm just talking about the top eight results for SFU. So both track and field teams are competing at UW Invitational in Seattle, Washington. So, women's 60 hurdles. So, I just finished at men's 60 dash. Oh, Mariella LeClaire finished second, 7.42. Only behind with Tegan Zwanstara ahead from Stanford. That was followed by men's 60 dash, where Jacob Hall finished third at 6.76, with Josiah Penson-McCoy at 6.86 seconds for a two-way tie for third. Just a minute, please. Now here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division 2. Before I get to that, I'm only mentioning the top eight results for SFU at UW Invitational because top eight is the cutoff line for preliminaries to get to the finals. Now back to men's basketball standings within GNAC, where conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. Northwest Nazarene are first at 5-1 conference, 12-2 overall. St. Martin's second, 5-1 conference, 16-3 overall. Central Washington third, 5-1 conference, 11-5 overall. Alaska Fairbanks are fourth at 4-2, 8-7 overall. Alaska Anchorage are fifth at 3-3 conference, 10-9 overall. Seattle Pacific 6th, 3-3 conference, 7-10 overall. Montana State Billings are 7th at 2-4 conference, but 11-8 overall. Western Washington, 8th. 2-5 conference, but 10-7 overall. Western Oregon are 9th at 1-5 conference, 4-12 overall. And Simon Fraser are last at 1-6 conference, 5-12 overall.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the current women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. Alaska Anchorage are first at 6-0 conference, 15-2 overall. Montana State Billings, second, 5-1 conference, 16-3 overall. Western Washington, third, 5-2 conference, 10-6 overall. Central Washington, 4th, 4-2 conference, 11-4 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 5th, 4-2 conference, 10-5 overall. Western Oregon, 6th, 3-3 conference, 7-7 overall. St. Martin's, 7th, I believe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 2-4 conference, 9-5 overall. Simon Fraser are 8th at 2-5 conference, 9-7 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 9th, 0-6 conference, 5-9 overall. And Seattle Pacific are last at 0-6 conference, 6-13 overall.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Welcome to the second half of episode 3 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music along with an edition of SFU News and a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, The Flame, featuring Robert Mitchell, Neil Charles, Mark Sanders, with their album Toward the Flame Volume 2. The tune is Be Kind Through It All.